With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Pro-Palestinian protests have caused chaos to university campuses across the nation. The protests have prompted the University of Southern California to cancel its main graduation event next month.
USC has announced the big May 10th commencement ceremony is now canceled. It comes a day after 90 people were arrested on campus. One was cited for having a weapon. There will still be dozens of individual school ceremonies that day with caps, gowns, and diplomas. But the main event is canceled, as was the valedictorian speech announced last week, prompting anger among some students like Isabel Griggs.
She's talking about issues that are important to not only our university and to students, but to the world.
USC is among some of the universities around the country calling in police to break up some demonstrations. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, Secretary of State Blinken has met with Chinese President Xi and a host of senior Chinese officials. The BBC's Stephen McDougall says the two sides are butting heads over a number of contentious bilateral, regional, and global issues.
It is hard for them to find a way forward on these areas because now they don't trust one another, to tell the truth. The trick is to find the places where they can cooperate, where they can free up trade.
Among areas of disagreement, Taiwan and China's support of Russia. Prices in the U.S. remain high, rising 0.3% from February to March. That's the same as in the previous month. Cargo ships now passing through the newly opened Deepwater Channel in Baltimore. That's after being stuck in the harbor since the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed 4 weeks ago. The Dow had 244 points, the Nasdaq adding 338. This is SRN News. President Biden sparks outrage with a gesture.
He was about to speak at a pro-abortion rally in Florida on Tuesday when he made the sign of the cross. That gesture, which dates back to early days of Christianity and is primarily associated with Catholics now, seemed highly inappropriate to many pro-lifers. Several high-ranking Democrats have been known to use religious language when promoting abortion, and the president's gesture seems to be the latest example. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A man living as a woman suing the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security after officials refused to change the sex on his driver's license. The lawsuit claims the department acted illegally by updating its policies last year without first requiring public notice and public comment before the administrative rule was adopted. Previously, a change to the sex designator on a Tennessee driver's license was allowed only with certain documentation. This is SRN News. The head of the National Religious Broadcasters expressing disappointment in the FCC's decision to reimpose net neutrality rules.
President and CEO Troy Miller says the rules constitute a drastic and excessive expansion of federal regulatory reach while failing to address real threats of viewpoint discrimination by what he called edge providers. The commission vote on net neutrality was 3-2 along party lines. Miller says net neutrality gives big tech behemoths an advantage over internet service providers, and it harms innovation and investment in a competitive U.S. industry. Keith Peters reporting.
The two NASA astronauts assigned to Boeing's first human spaceflight have arrived in Florida for their May launch. Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams flew from Houston to Kennedy Space Center. They'll be serving as test pilots for Boeing's Starliner. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.